Hello, everybody. Welcome to the These Walls Ain't Padded podcast, episode number one. I am Austin Amtrax.
I am Mark Akumariu. That's not really my last name. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's a little reminder to everybody who didn't read the explicit tag that this is going to be explicit, which means that there's going to be a lot of fucking swears and...
Whoa! Starting them off fresh, huh?
Yeah, starting them off fresh.
Probably more so from him. I don't curse that much.
And I curse a lot, so if you hear somebody cursing, it's most likely me.
Or maybe me. But probably not.
I can see into the future of this podcast, and I see a lot of swearing coming from this podcast.
Yeah. So for those of you who don't know us, I guess maybe I go by Akumariu, like everywhere on the interwebs, so if you see anything that doesn't sound like a noob, and it says Akumariu, it's probably me. People might remember me from Shadow of a Hedgehog forums. That was a long time. Oh, I'm old.
Oh, I just discovered Shadow of a Hedgehog, so...
I'm old. Yeah. Also from Voice Acting Alliance, Voice Acting Club, YouTube, other stuff. I don't know what I've done.
And somebody is
texting
making
me.
Noises at you.
How did I get a text? I am at like 1% battery.
Jeez, Mark. Learn to plan ahead and shut off your phone before the podcast.
I'm sorry. I didn't know that it wasn't going to be dead yet. I thought it died. And it didn't.
I'm Austin, or Amtrax, as most of you probably know me who are watching this, because I'm probably going to put a link to this on my YouTube channel.
Me too!
And I, you know, you may know me from the Voice Acting Club, if I linked you there, or the Voice Acting Alliance, both of those places. I'm Amtrax. I'm a voice actor, too. I did some gameplay videos, but not a lot.
Spider-Man!
Where's Mary Jane?
Man, I am still waiting for you to finish that, because I'm never going to play that game, because it's so bad.
I'm going to finish that, and I'm going to finish Scott Pilgrim eventually.
Do it tomorrow.
But I have a party to go to tomorrow.
No parties for you.
I'm sorry,
you are
going to
become a recluse.
Mark, I am sorry. I meant to say that I'm going to do it tomorrow.
That's right.
Okay.
Know your place.
I'm sorry, Mark. Mark. Spork. Ork. Dork.
The Swedish chef in here.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Swedish Tommy Wiseau. The man's hard enough to understand as it is.
Oh, hi, doggy! How's your sex life?
Wow.
I did not hit her! You're tearing me apart, Lisa! It is bullshit, I did not! Oh, hi, Mark. Oh, we have a podcast to do.
Yeah, we should do that.
Alright, so how are we gonna stop this? You wanna go ahead and...
Stop it?
Start it, yes.
Oh, you said how are we gonna stop this? We just started, I don't wanna stop yet.
Okay.
Stop and go, like when you slam on the brakes of a red light.
Alright, so I guess we
I mean, the car's red lights, not the red light's brakes. I mean, the car's brake... What did
Welcome
you do
to the Daily
before?
Blab!
No! Come on! Show some decorum, man.
No!
So okay. What did you... We just got off of break for the winter holidays.
Winter holidays? What are you, from, England? Oh, wait, no, yeah, I guess it is the holiday time.
Well, it's winter holidays, because even if you were just going by the...
Shut up! I know where I'm going with this, Mark!
What? Where is that dog? There's a dog in the wall somewhere.
I guess so. I have a pest problem.
We need to call somebody.
I need my daily injection. How'd you spend your holidays, Mark?
Not listening to you. It was 12 days of pure bliss. No, I started my holiday early. I went to Dallas and Fort Worth.
So jealous.
I know,
so
it was amazing. I got to see some of the best thunderstorms I've ever seen in like 10 years.
Oh yeah, go to Texas, you'll definitely see them.
Yeah, well I was surprised that they have them even during the winter. Like I know, obviously it's like the very bottom of Tornado Alley, so you expect some storms and stuff during spring and summer. But I was just complete, my mind was blown that like even in the winter they had thunderstorms.
Yeah, I went there a couple years ago for a jazz band and it was like right like in spring. And there were thunderstorms, but they were like... It was like, okay, we're done now. We're going to be all calm and stuff. Oh, okay, we're trying to play jazz.
That is the angriest thunderstorm I have ever
heard. It's like we're trying to play jazz. We're playing Limehouse Blues. Ghost, would you shut off your fucking show? We're trying to play jazz. Nobody wants to hear you and your racism.
I'm a capitalist.
But yeah, while I was at Dallas, one of the most interesting nights was, I guess, was that the last night we were there? No, it was the first night. It was, I was hanging with a few people from the VAA and the VAC and YouTube.
Yeah.
And we went to this place called Main Event, which is like this big arcade slash bowling alley slash laser tag. Like, it does everything.
Oh, yeah. Ichigo was telling me about that.
Yeah. And it was amazing because we finally got in to do laser tag at like 11 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
And we go in. So not to, like, before we even start, there's this crazy bitch on the other team who's just like mouthing off at everybody. And she she sets her stuff down on top of one of our friend's stuff. And she's like, excuse me, can you maybe move your stuff? And she's like, wow, you don't have to freak out about it. And we're like, okay, something's not right there.
I think that's everybody at 11 p.m. at laser tag.
No. She was like drunk off her ass. Like, we're in the middle of laser tag. They have this rule where you're supposed to stay 5 feet away from people. She's like chasing people down with her laser gun in their face. Like, she's not even hitting the target.
Yep.
She's just shooting you in the eyeball. And you're like, fuck, ow, my eye, I can't see. Will you stop? Like, you're supposed to stay 5 feet away from me. She's like, I am 5 feet away from you.
I'm drunk. Fuck it.
She backed me into one of the podiums, and I think I broke it.
Duff.
And I'm not exactly a fat guy, so I'd have to be moving pretty quickly to break this thing.
Yeah, he's not like me.
But anyway, so we finish, right? And their team won or whatever, and, oh, it was so dumb. She's just trash-talking like crazy. And we're like, okay, whatever. It's a game of laser tag. Chillax. Like, you're not queen of the world because your team, which, by the way, had four more scoring members than our team did.
Mm-hmm.
Like, our team, they had four more people than we did on the scorecards. So I'm like, all right, whatever. Chillax. It's a game. It's done. And she almost got in a fight with, like, a one girl. And then she almost got in a fight with another girl. And then finally her friends came and backed them up. And one of our guys was getting upset that she was disrespecting the girls. And then her, like, big-ass marine, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger-sized boyfriend comes up. He's like, oh, you want to start something? So then I had to get between them. And I'm just like, oh, my God, guys, it's laser tag.
You just described every night on Xbox Live for me.
All I know is we finally got out of there, and we were all just trying to keep everyone from, like, freaking out.
Uh-huh.
So we walk out, and one of the guys got a whoopee cushion with some of the tickets, but we hadn't used it yet. So for the very first like, fart, I grab the whoopee cushion, and I go, this is for that crazy drunk bitch. And I fart it. And right as I do that, like, I turn around and she and her big ass boyfriend have just walked out of the door to smoke. And I'm thinking, I think I probably didn't call her a bitch, actually. I probably called her a cunt. So everyone around me looks at them and I turn around. I'm like, oh God, she totally just, we need to go. So then she's shouting at us. Like, we're walking through the parking lot getting back to our cars, and she's shouting at us from the door, like, trying to provoke us to go. Like, I don't know what she thought, that we were just going to start a huge fight in front of this place. I'm just like, this is so not worth it, but it's hilarious.
That's friggin' funny, dude.
Yeah, so that's what I did for my break. For the beginning of it anyway. Then I was sick for like 4 days.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, I thought that I had plague. Wonderful. That was awesome.
Yeah, I saw you. You were like vomiting out of your nose and your
that
ass.
Hurts. Let me tell you, mostly the nose. You vomit out of your ass all the time. Vomiting out of your nose hurts.
I was sick after Christmas. I don't know what was going on, but
it was those mushrooms.
I guess I was tripping balls. No, I
balls. What are you talking about? There's no balls here. It's just my name, guys. Don't wear it out.
I don't know what it was. I had like serious diarrhea. I don't know. There was something
Thank you
going
for
on.
That.
You're welcome.
There's a little more information than I needed to know.
Is
there a duck in here? What the hell is that?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Whoa, okay, keep your mucus to yourself.
Say it, don't spray it, Donald. and then, but let's see, I got Arkham City, and I spent most of my vacation trying to put, although it didn't take me the entire vacation. I think that game took me maybe like a...
Eight weeks.
I think it took me a day.
You know, if you want to get technical, because it came out so long ago, it actually took you like 4 months.
That's true. Yeah. I'm way behind. I should have gotten that 4 months ago when it came out.
What a loser.
I'm sorry. But that game's good. If you haven't played it, which you really should, it's good. It's Mark Hamill and Tara Strong and Kevin Conroy and...
I thought you were going to say Kevin Costner.
Kevin Costner,
I was like,
yes.
What is he doing in my video game?
How does Kevin Costner keep getting work? It's gorgeous. Nolan North.
I don't know if
Penguin.
I was burping or laughing maniacally, really under my breath.
It's got Solomon Grundy in it. And
Solomon Grundy wants pants too.
I love Solomon Grundy. So if you haven't gotten a chance to play it yet, which
if you love him so much, why don't you marry him?
Shut up, Mark. I don't know what you're doing. I want to marry Solomon Grundy. He was born on a Monday and he wants to get married on Wednesday. That's the end of Solomon Grundy. That was how I spent my Christmas. I spent my Christmas getting married to Solomon Grundy.
It's true. I can see the marriage certificate over here on the wall.
Mark, that reads Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Oh, my mistake. Sorry. You know, I only have a fourth grade education, so.
And a glass eye, apparently.
Hey, my glass eye sees 20/20. It's the metallic eye that attests the problem, okay? Jeez.
Do you have to hit a green block to get the metallic eye?
No. You have your own but I have song? To make sure to oil it every day.
So that's what that
is. Otherwise, when
for.
I blink, it's like, wink, wink. Like my blinks and winks actually say wink.
Your eye says, oil can. And then a bunch of monkeys come out of nowhere and try to take your glass eye.
My sister! Have I ever told you this story? I don't think I have.
Do it.
My sister has been attacked by monkeys twice. Twice.
Shit!
She took a trip to China, and they were on the Great Wall.
Oh my god!
And she got attacked by a monkey.
You told me about the one on the Great Wall, yeah.
So she got attacked by a monkey. And then, like, 2 years later, she's at the zoo, or I guess it's, like, the petting zoo or something. You're able to hold the animal. So she's holding this monkey.
Oh, my God.
And, like, it starts to, like, pick through her hair.
And
then it, like, grabs her hair and starts yanking on it.
Oh,
so my sister's been attacked by monkeys twice.
That's just... Monkeys don't like your sister, do they?
No, they don't.
Oh, man, I guess that Caesar would just hate her guts then.
Caesar?
From Planet of the Apes.
I don't watch stupid movies like that.
No! That's a quote from the movie, by the way.
It's a quote from every movie.
No!
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 Yes. That just happened.
Oh. So,
Austin, there's a hair that's awry on your head, and I want to brush it off the side of your face.
Oh, his name is Tim, and he's a little bunny.
What?
He's got sharp points. He can leap. Look at my hair.
That hurts. That physically and mentally hurts. My brain is now 20 times dumber.
I'm sorry for referencing Monty Python and Holy Grail work. It won't happen again. I can see the future in the future.
Okay, so your light bulb is out.
Oh, yeah, I need to change that.
He has a fixture of three light bulbs. One of them is out. One of them, the covering is broken. It looks like it's been eaten. Were you just, like, hungry in the middle of the night? And
okay.
Glass.
Okay. You told your funny story, now I get to tell mine. Okay, for those of you that don't know, when I was in high school, I played sousaphone. And,
The sousa-ma-goop-a-la-goop?
The sousa-ma-goop-a-goop. You want a peppy rep? And I played sousaphone, and it was getting time around Christmas, and around Christmas I used to do a program called Tuba Christmas with like about 1,000 other tuba players at Disneyland.
That many tuba players don't exist.
No, literally, there were like 1,000 of us. The sound of it was like,
How does it still have power?
Like the sound of a thousand tubas is like hearing
Inception.
It's you hear like that, but imagine that in the town in this into the tomb of.
Make it stop.
And I was looking. I needed to practice my sousaphone, and so I stupidly brought my sousaphone into my room, and I hit it on the light bulb.
Death by sousaphone.
And the bulb just went. Glass went everywhere, and I was like, fuck.
Man, that would have been awesome if it got into the sousaphone, but you didn't know it. So you're in the middle of the Christmas concert, you start playing that first note, and glass just shoots out over the audience.
It just explodes, and everybody thinks it's like an effect, because it's at Disneyland, so everybody thinks it's...
Oh, glitter! My eyes!
It's Disney magic! Why do my eyes feel like they're bleeding?
Mommy, I'm gonna catch a snowflake with my tongue.
Daddy, there's glass in my throat. Please get it out.
What the hell is that voice? What is that? Kill it with fire or something.
Oh, I take it that you've seen Team 4-Star Bardock, right?
Yeah, part of it, yeah.
The I can see the future.
Yes.
I'm on fire! Those guys. I love doing that voice. This episode brought to you by Team 4-Star.
Is it?
And
I didn't realize they were supporting us.
And Tuba money. Christmas Limited.
Tuba Christmas Limited?
And whoever...
It's limited?
And whoever wrote... Da na 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 na. Whoever wrote that?
That would be Deck the Halls, and I believe it's public domain.
Oh, okay, then this...
That's why you don't get sued every time you go Christmas caroling. Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay, you can ask a question.
Let me ask you a question. So, what actually told you it was a good idea to bring an 8-foot-tall instrument into your bedroom?
I don't know. I tend to think with my testicles, and I tend to be like, oh yeah, I can do this. It'll be so cool. I'll be able to play my sousaphone in here. And then by the time that accidents already happen, my balls are like, dude, there's glass everywhere, man. You should like dance in the glass.
I can't get jiggy on this shit.
I can't get jiggy on that. Oh yeah. This podcast dedicated to the late Randy Savage.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Well, I guess we should say the later, because that was actually a while ago.
That was last year.
Well, technically, yeah, because it's January.
Yep.
But wasn't that in, like, August or something like that?
I'm not entirely sure myself.
I think it was, like, the beginning of the semester.
Yeah.
All I know is that day I went out and had a Slim Jim for Randy's.
Snap into a Slim Jim.
Yeah.
This episode of the podcast brought to you by Slim Jim.
We have all these sponsors that we don't actually have.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
Great.
It's just wonderful.
They're paying us that invisible money to mention them on the air.
Yep. It's beautiful.
We really need to get, like, an exterminator for that dog problem you have.
I will call the exterminator right now. 71652. Exterminate! Exterminate!
No, that's the Dalek phone number.
I know. I'm calling the Daleks.
I'm out of here. Bye.
This episode brought to you by the Mark Memorial. I brought him back to life!
I...
Like the Evanescence song.
Bring me to life!
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
Oh.
I am, after all, a world-renowned operatic singer. Mason is sleeping. That's the translation of that. Right? This is Latin. Mason est domine, I think you said, or something.
Mason's sleeping right now.
Please leave a message.
Please
call back later and leave a message. And then I'll call you later or something.
That voice never gets old.
That's so weird.
It's fun. Though, this is the William Shatner cast. Now, what should we talk about next? What,
I can't do William Shatner.
Oh, okay, well, I can do William Shatner.
Neither can his wife!
Oh! How about the two he drowned?
He's Canadian, did you know that?
Eh?
William Shatner is Canadian.
I
One of the most iconic American sci-fi peoples
I know
Canadian.
I know that, Mark.
You know a lot of famous people in America's history are Canadian.
Like Tara Strong.
Yes.
Yes.
Who else is Canadian? Lafayette, that general dude.
Colin Mockery,
exactly. Colin Mockery, yes. Man.
He's the man.
He is the man, and he can fire a laser pretty damn good.
I was about to make that joke myself. That joke is old as hell, but I can still make it.
It's all right, so is Colin Mockery.
Yeah. He's bold as hell, too, but nobody gives a shit about that.
That's because they're too busy looking at Ryan Stiles' shoes. Blue suede! You know, okay, so you met... Shut up, it's a really good segue.
That was the best segue of my life.
Don't okay, make fun of my segues. Okay. So my buddy Jared, whom you've met,
I know Jared.
He looks like me, but albino.
Yes.
And he and I, we've been like the same person since middle school when we met. Except he always had really spiky hair back then, and I always had really curly hair. But when we both had our hair short, so I was always taller than he was, but he always had bigger shoes than I did.
Uh-huh.
And so, like, I wear a size 13, he wears a size 14, I'm 6'4", he's like 6'2", or something mm-hmm. like that. But back then, like, and even up until a couple years ago, I don't know if he still has them, but he used to always find this exact same pair of Vans that had, like, flames on them. So he had flaming shoes. And just, like, we used to do improv together, and so there was one night where we actually went up, and I was straight man, he was, like, essentially Ryan, doing the weird stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I called him out on his shoes. And we had this huge... I don't remember really what happened other than that. So that was sort of a fail story. But my buddy Jared has funky shoes and he's Ryan Stiles.
That was also a good segue because you talked about improv. And as we know, Whose Line Is It Anyway is an improv show. So
yes,
exactly.
It connected. And speaking of, actually, I got to go this Saturday. I'm going to be auditioning for an improv group thing. In LA, so that should be fun, and I'm gonna cross my fingers.
That's
it's
cool.
Paid, and it's stable from January through December.
And you could use that, so that's.
And I miss the stage. I do. I miss getting up and doing improv. So
he's good on stage.
I don't know about that.
He's good. I saw him in a show. It was Wicket. It was good.
Wicket
was good.
I paid Darth Vader
and Ewok.
Winda, well,
she's not a Muppet. She's a. Not a Mogwai. That's from Gremlins.
This episode of the podcast brought to you by the Jim Henson Foundation.
It's not easy being gangrenous. Oh, that's horrible. He lost a flipper. Who's going to take care of the tadpoles now?
I have an idea!
Oh, God, no.
Not so hard, Miss Me.
Miss Piggy, I'm sorry to inform you that you are not a match for artificial insemination. That would be so awkward, a pig and a frog as the parents of a half-pig, half-human hybrid.
Not as awkward as Cookie Monster.
Cookie Monster is only awkward when he hasn't had his fix, and you know that. That is not fair. He has an addiction, a problem that he cannot control. He is seeking help, man, and you're keeping him down. What the hell happened to my voice?
I think these walls need to be padded.
No, that was horrible. Horrible thing to do. You just dropped the title of this podcast into the podcast itself.
Yes, I did.
You are a horrible person.
I am sorry.
I hope
that.
A tree falls on you. And then I hope it rises up and falls on you again.
Hey, look, when did we get that cedar here?
By the way, I hope that inside that tree are some very angry squirrels who proceed to chew on your eyeballs thinking that they're nuts. Then realize your nuts are further south and chew on those as well. And then, when you walk around town, we can call you Nutless the Blind Guy.
As these two squirrels dangle from my sack.
Hey, everybody, it's Nutless the Blind Guy.
Look at him. His balls are really fuzzy. Why do they have teeth?
It must be winter. They're sleeping. Oh, that would be great. Actually, I think that should happen. Somebody somewhere needs to get squirrels to bite their nuts and just walk around with squirrels dangling from their nuts. And then they can get that t-shirt that says, always protect your nuts, and it'll be like a walking advertisement.
That sounds like...
Like, it happened to me, it could happen to you.
Sounds like one of those terrible superheroes, I am squirrels biting my nuts, man! Watch me as I have my power of nuts, or lack thereof.
Yes, his greatest power is hibernating. and screaming in pain.
And my evil nemesis is... telephone poles.
Wow. Oh, man.
Oh, yes.
Speaking of superheroes, like, okay, so everybody as a kid wants to be a superhero.
Yes.
What superhero did you want to be as a kid?
Oh, as a kid? Well, I grew up watching Batman, but I didn't want to be an orphan.
My parents are dead!
My parents are dead! I liked Spider-Man, too, but same kind of thing.
Okay, you cannot tell me you were a kid when Spider-Man 2 came out.
Oh,
I will punch you in the face. I'm not that old.
Spider-Man also, Mark.
Okay. You said Spider-Man 2, and I'm thinking that movie came out 5 years ago.
As in, I liked Batman and Spider-Man 2. Spider-Man as well, Mark.
So the second Spider-Man.
You
liked the second Spider-Man. Not the first one, but the second one. So you like the half-black, half-Mexican, gay one, is what you're saying. But you liked him as a kid, so you're psychic. Oh my god, segue! I've been watching a lot of Psych lately.
We didn't even answer the question, Mark!
It doesn't matter. The question is pointless. It's filler. We'll just cut it out later anyway.
I wanted to be...
the very best, like no one ever was.
I wanted to be a lumberjack.
That's not a superhero.
Leaping from tree to tree across all of the forests of British Columbia.
They weren't Scottish either.
I don't give a shit. I'm sorry, shite for all my brothers in Scotland. Shite.
Brother!
Brother! Liquid, when did you get here?
I've been here the whole time.
Whoa, my clone!
Hello.
Hi!
Welcome to Movie Phone.
You should talk about Psych like you were going to.
Yes, Psych! I love this show! I wish I was James Roday, but, you know, not as short. He's only 5'10", so...
And you're like 6'4". 7 foot...
I am not 7 foot anything.
13 and a half.
That's not even possible.
Point 72.
That's not even a real number.
You're...
You said 7, you're, 13 you're, and a half, you're, point 72. You can't have a decimal of a half.
You're black.
I like how sometimes I'm black and other times I'm not. It's,
yes.
I don't ever get to choose. It's it's optional. But yes, I've been watching Psych. And James Roday's character is, like, literally... What? Stop calling me! Who are you people? That phone, it's been at 1% for the last 45 minutes.
You're the most unprofessional man I've ever known. You don't turn off your podcast. You don't turn off your phone during the podcast, Mark.
So, yes, James Roday is, like, the person I want to be. I would love to be a psychic detective who, like, actually gets work and solves crimes and stuff.
You know.
And plus, the show is so well-written, it's so witty and exciting. And furthermore, they have the greatest special guests. They had George Takei on there.
Oh my.
They had Freddie Prinze Jr. on there. I don't know where they got him from, but they had him on there.
Pulled him out of a rock.
Right? He was in Iraq? Wow, Freddie Prinze Jr. fighting for your country.
Yeah, he was one of the guys who killed Osama.
But hopefully he didn't sing him to death.
He probably did.
But yeah, so it's so well written. But I think the greatest thing of all for me is that his partner, who's played by... Oh, God. I could remember his name any other day but now. But now.
Current moment.
Dulé Hill. He's a black guy. With a name like Dulé, he better be. Or Brazilian, I guess. That's fair. But he's the kid, the little kid who used to hang out... with, I think it was, what was her name? Judy? Trudy? Something like that. One of the younger daughters on The Cosby Show.
Oh.
So he was a child star.
Zip, zop, zip, zop.
Not that guy. He was the younger
one. I know.
And then he grew up to be, like, a real TV star.
That's cool. That, like, never happens.
Yeah.
Unless when it happens, you know, like, with Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh, yeah.
I love Neil Patrick
Harris. He's awesome.
He's, like, the coolest guy ever.
He is.
I hope that he takes over for Regis on the Regis and Kelly show.
That would be awesome. I would actually watch it.
I know. That would be like the one thing that would make me watch it.
Actually, get rid of Kelly too. Just the Neil Patrick Harris show.
I don't mind her. Really.
I don't mind her. I just want to watch Neil Patrick Harris.
I don't mind Regis either. But, you know, it's time for him to give up the show. So I think that would be
He's
cool.
He's been doing it for like 800 years.
Yeah, I think.
He was entertaining the dinosaurs, man.
Yeah, I know.
They were like, oh, I'm going to eat you. And the guy's like, no, no. He's like, no, I'm gonna eat you, I'm hungry. And Regis showed up and he's like, hey guys, I've got something to show you. And he's like, alright, I won't eat you right now because I'm gonna watch Regis.
And he'd say, who wants to be a millionaire? And the dinosaur would be like, oh yeah, I wanna be a millionaire even though the dollars don't exist yet.
And I don't know how to count that high because my brain's the size of a peanut.
But yeah, it would be cool if Neil Patrick Harris had his own talk show with Kelly Ripa.
Or just cool. even by himself.
It'd just be like the Neil Patrick Harris show.
Neil Patrick Harris and Ellen DeGeneres.
Ooh, that'd be the best and gayest show on television. I would watch the shit out
Move
of that.
Move over, Queer Eye. Ellen and Neil are moving in.
Oh, yeah. And they could just sing the entire time.
Singing and dancing.
Neil Patrick Harris could just do a bunch of songs from Dr. Horrible.
The Neil and Ellen variety show.
Or he could sing...
with special guest Carol Burnett.
Oh.
She was amazing. I don't care what it is. She's not dead. I should say she is amazing.
Yes.
What everybody says.
Yes.
And people say mean things. Don't listen, Carol. You're an amazing woman of tremendous talent and voluptuous hair.
And Mark is a strong-willed black woman who don't need no man.
That's right. My name is Oprah.
Oprah Obama.
What? Can you imagine if she would have been president?
Oprah? The world would be filled with Lexuses.
Yes, and umbrellas.
And umbrellas. And bees! If only you could have seen me just flying my arms around.
And then Nicolas Cage is like, not the bees!
Not the bees!
Not the bees! They're
in my eyes! And then his head turns into a skeleton. Yeah. And then he,
That's the only time he knows how to act.
And then he adopts a baby.
He has to be screaming.
He adopts a baby.
And he punches a woman in the face. How'd I get burned? How'd I get burned?
Where's my family at? And he talks with his teeth.
I love that guy.
He becomes a wizard.
He doesn't know how to act. He's always Nicolas Cage. But he's either Nicolas Cage or he's...
Nicolas Cage! I'd like to be in a Nicolas Texas Cage match.
What?
A Texas Cage match with Nicolas Cage.
That's horrible. And Johnny Cage.
Nicolas
Cage versus Johnny Cage.
Johnny Cage.
Who wins?
Nicolas Cage.
I think Johnny Cage wins because he's a zombie.
Fight.
Johnny Cage is a zombie.
Nicolas Cage has been the Ghost Rider.
He played the Ghost Rider.
He was the Ghost Rider, Mark.
No.
As we all know, actors become the parts.
No. That movie doesn't exist.
Mark.
So he could not have been the Ghost Rider.
I liked that movie.
That movie was horrible.
I liked that movie.
It might have been good if Nick...
Mark, I enjoyed Nick that movie. Cage, your argument is invalid.
If Nick Cage were not in that film, it might have been good. He had no business being a Marvel anti-hero.
Nah.
Just no business.
Who do you think could have been?
Although I do have to admit, he did a good job in Kick-Ass.
That was good. Who do you think would have been a better in the role for Ghost Rider?
Chuck Norris. No.
Chuck Norris!
If I had many references in this episode. That's because we're nerds.
Yes.
If I had to be honest, what's that guy's name?
Austin Matthews.
No. Good God, no. I do not want to see a CGI flaming head on your body.
I'm flaming anyway, so.
All my nightmares. Take them. Maybe Jason Statham.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
lose the accent.
Yeah.
I think he would have fit the part a little bit better.
Yeah.
He looks more like a biker chain gang kind of dude.
Like Johnny.
Yeah. So.
Johnny Blaze.
His name means drugs. Which we should go do.
Far out, man.
Well, I know Kung Fu.
Whoa.
I gotta save the world from my own alien brothers, because I have no emotions.
There is no spoon, man.
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 Spelled M-A-Y-U-N. Man.
Michael Mann directed Collateral, man.
I'm lost.
Which, his name is spelled M-A-N-N, so it would be M-A-U... Wait, M-A-Y-U-N-N-N.
With a silent X at the end. I don't know, he strikes me as a French guy. So everyone's calling him Michael Manx while he was going off. He's like, it's man!
Howler, my name is Michael Mann.
Monsi.
I directed The Collateral.
Why is he Japanese French?
He's directed The Collateral. Follow your nose, wherever it goes, to the flavors of root. Whatever they grow.
I think you just spit all over the pantyhose covered in mic. I gotta admit, I love your little setup here.
I like my setup.
The mic has pantyhose, because it's a proper lady.
It's a proper lady.
You know?
Her name is Delilah.
Hey there, Delilah. Did you know you're a microphone, and we're talking into you while using your pantyhose as a form of cover?
Come on, Carolina. Have fun, Carolina. You're always being such a bitch.
Okay, see, mine was an original, and now we have to say, this episode brought to you by Red vs. Blue.
Specifically, Jeff Williams.
Well, he's not part of Red vs.
We should ask Blue. Him if we can use that vocal.
We should ask him.
We should ask him.
We should. I sense a remix coming on.
I sense a remix coming on, too.
Oh, wait, no, that's the P.
The P? What?
I have to pee.
Oh, dude, if boredom?
No, just dude to pee.
I have to poo.
Thank you.
Okay.
Let's go at the same time.
Okay.
Let's go right now. You might want a new chair.
Oh. That's my mother's chair.
So oh. I need a new friend. You can stop now. I'm going to rip the sideburns off of your face.
And shove them up your ass.
No, and then I'm going to grill them with a spatula on the Ooh. Stove. And then use hot glue to put them back on your face. So the hot glue will melt your face, and then the cooking sideburns will light your head on fire.
Kinky! Mark's into some weird shit. Mark is turned on by really weird things! Like burning his flesh with sideburns.
All I heard in that was burning and Flanagan and sideburns.
Jesse Flanagan!
That man is a hero.
He is a hero.
He saves orphans.
He's a friend of our nation.
Busloads of orphans with his voice.
Orshans with his voice.
Orphans! Orshans too. They're from the land of Orsha, which you would know if you were Juicy Flanagan.
Are they a bunch of whale people?
Yes.
Orcas?
No, those are the orcas. Orshan. These are the Orshas.
Bunch of whale people?
Yes, and they eat dogs!
Okay.
Feeding them dogs is the greatest way to an Orsha's heart. You can get an Orsha to marry you if you feed it a dog. So I say you hang up on that exterminator, and we just go get a dog.
Mark.
What?
Mark.
What?
This has been the These Walls Ain't Potted podcast.
These Walls Ain't Potted?
These nope. Walls Ain't Padded podcast.
They're not padded or potted.
That's the TWAP cast. So,
twap. It's like a sound effect when somebody slaps you in the face.
And it rhymes with something else.
Right. I'm Mark and I'm pretty.
I'm Amtrak.
Okay, we'll see you guys next time.
See you later. I don't know if this will be regular or not, but we'll see you next time. Bye!
This has been the These Walls Ain't Padded podcast. No companies mentioned or productions mentioned during this podcast are actually endorsing this project. Any and all relation to real or fictional characters is purely coincidental.
Orsons aren't real either! Thank you for coming, please, everything has the burgers!
We're going to play on the bark at the beach!
Look in the future! I'm a fire!